On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join author Lamont Dupree as he shares tips on how to never work a day in your life.
A cool meal. Although the real value of $1 million has decreased over the years, this is still the traditional benchmark of wealth. People will take their paycheck and stand in long lottery lines, hoping that their dream with the four panda bears with three spots on their fur doing the two-step, dressed in a size 41 suit holding up 10 fingers, is the key to their financial windfall. Or they wait for the publisher's clearinghouse van to show up with balloons and an oversized check, indicating that they are now in the money. Whether you gamble for it, wait for it, or work for it, your future vision probably doesn't include joblessness, foreclosure, homelessness, overwhelming debt, or repossession. This is a good thing. In fact, I want you to envision yourself in the future, living the life of your dreams. I want you to see the house, the car, and the indoor pool. I want you to see it all. It's okay to exercise your God-given imagination. Imagining is healthy and helpful as long as you don't spend all your time there. Do you remember imagining? Do you remember being Barbie's best friend and hosting an amazing lunch for Ken? How about playing in the Super Bowl where you were the quarterback and the receiver? Or being a world-renowned doctor rushing to save the severed arm of your favorite stuffy toy with a couple of rolls of toilet paper to make a cast? As people get older, they allow their imaginations to die. You don't let this happen. It is in the imagination where world-changing innovations are discovered and life-changing decisions are envisioned. Hope is found in your imagination. See yourself doing your something. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Go do your something.
For more information on Go Do Your Something, visit wjou.org.